Yes, here we are on Black History Month, and I read an article today about Rosa Parks and what her struggle was in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
But it was E.B. Nixon, who was in the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, who organized, and it's those sleeping car porters who took the newspapers through the South and let Black people see that there was a struggle. And we have to be cognizant about that during this special period. This is a special period for us as trade unionists to work this month and bring forth some of the struggles that have took place. Black workers supported of Scottsboro in the South. It was Black workers, organized Black workers who supported. So we do take this month to work in harmony.
What role did racism play in terms of impacting on Black workers? Because I think that we talk about in history how racism was used to divide the working class movement, all the movements.
Of course it's the case, mm-hmm. Brother Will.
Yeah.
There's always been a divide and conquer. Since the Black workers, when they founded it in Virginia, the National Colored Union, they were fighting against that apartheid system that mm-hmm. they created to benefit the federalist white people. We have to deal with this historical question. We cannot cop out and just say that they will unite with us. It was the Black workers mm-hmm. and the movement for human rights, and I don't call it civil rights, human rights, and power to the people. Fannie Lou Hamer that struggled. Fannie Lou struggled like mad, and she was injured, and she died so young because of the result of that white racist apartheid system.
Mm-hmm.
We have to study this. We can't have amnesia, like many try to say that everything is beautiful. Everything is hell here. People are dying. Why is it the majority of people who are workers are dying of COVID?
Yeah. If we agree on that, what has been the impact of COVID on Black workers, and in particular, the Black community, y'all? What been the impact?
Well, look at what's been happening. I mean, in the health industry, look at the caste system as Bob's pointed around here of what happens. I mean, if you're white, you end up as an MD or an RN or a nurse practitioner. If you're Black or you're brown, you end up as a licensed practical nurse. You get those ads in the local Black newspaper saying, "Yeah, you can be a licensed practical nurse or a medical assistant." Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you take the most risk because you're at the front lines. And that's a big divide. So even on the front lines, there's those that are really on the front lines that are more likely to die. And those are that are there, but at least they have the protections of a union or better benefits or a better degree or opportunities for advancement. Some that you can't get when you're at the bottom rung of the healthcare. So that alone, that caste system we have in the medical jobs really, really shows how racism and COVID have gone hand to hand. Racism was the original plague. This COVID is the new plague to come to town. But together it makes a deadly concoction.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a historical presence of workers struggling against virus that affected society. That was a virus that came into being back in, I think, in 1919, called the
yes.
They called the Spanish flu, something like
yes.
that. And we haven't reached the limit, the comparison yet with the COVID that what happened in 1919. What was the impact on Black people during that time, and as compared to what's happened to Black people today? And back in 1919, Black people were still under Jim Crow system. You know, still some of them still under that system that came out of Reconstruction. You know, where they was like serf, and racism still played a part in that. And I also read that it wasn't that Black people suffered a lot during that time, but it was the other people. You know, like the immigrants suffering a lot during that time. And the reason they say it was because the Black people didn't have the jobs, per se. We couldn't get jobs. You know, we wouldn't give them jobs. We wasn't in, like, the working class, per se. So we wasn't being exposed to, you know, the flu like the other immigrants and things were. But, I mean, today, though, you know, we are in those jobs that are essential, you know, that are out there that nobody else want, you know. Like somebody said, the grocery store clerks, the restaurants, you know, the dishwashers, garbage people. You know, we're out there today and we are being exposed and we are dying at a high number than white people. Yeah, and white people at this time. But back in that time, they died, you know, a lot more than we did.
Right.
You know? So what do y'all think about racism? You know what I mean, in terms of racism and on the COVID situation.
Well, racism is a virus that needs to be stamped out totally.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna achieve human liberation without the elimination of racism. And not only with that, can we really talk about having a just healthcare system for all, which we never had in this society. And I mean, it's always been formed on genocide, and we're still doing the genocide today. That's what it is at the end of the day. It's a genocide, apartheid reality we're against. And we still need to realize who we are, where we are, you know. We're not going to be rich in this wicked system, but we can fight for our rights.
Well, let me ask this question. Why are some black people hesitating to take the COVID vaccine shot? I'm sure Carlos. So why, you know, you're in New York City, you know, some people refusing to take that COVID test?
Of course.
And then actually, why? Why are they hesitating?
A lot of people are scared because of the experiments that went on and the Tuskegee experiments of that syphilis that spread and all other type of experiments that they used. You remember that in the 1960s, like he was talking about, in South Africa, I remember that Christian Barnard got a black heart. That's what saved him from that experiment in apartheid South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are hesitant to take the test or even the injection. I mean, people took the test already. A lot of people took the test, including myself, but people are scared of taking that injection. I think that's one of the things that they scared more than anything else because of the history of apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
Racism and all types of things that occurred here, of the sicknesses that happens in this continent right here, what they call Turtle Island, the indigenous called it Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm. And you know this lady who wrote this book called Medical Apartheid? I forgot her name.
Yes, yes.
Of course I read it.
Yes.
Right. Because she, and, you know, and in that book, you know, we only thought that it was just a Tuskegee experiment and some other experiment, you know, with that nurse and it was some more experiment. But it was a whole lot of experiments going on with black people, you know, from slavery on up that we, you know, they wasn't telling us the truth. They was experimenting on with drugs and other things. And I think that played a lot. I don't think that black people believe in no conspiracy or nothing like that, but I think, you know, we just want to be safe based on the fact that we don't want to be guinea pigs again. And I think a lot of them are hesitating, but I think that we're going to have to do something, though, because of the numbers that we are dying, you know, like especially in California, the Latinx people in California, down south, you know, there's a lot of black folks, they're dying. And I don't know what's happening in New York City. What's happening in New York City?
Well, in New York City, I mean, we're seeing a real hot mess here, right? we're just seeing a really, really a terrible situation. It's not consistent. When you're not enforcing the rules that make people safe, then guess what? You're going to have a lot of problems. I mean, they did some things because we agitated for it.
Mm-hmm. Always,
and it goes back to the labor question. For example, at City University of New York, why was it shut down in March? It mm-hmm. wasn't because Cuomo decided it was a good idea. It wasn't because the chancellor thought it was a good idea. No, it was because the unions agitated to make sure teachers and students were safe, and school staff were safe, and lab technicians are safe, mm-hmm. and higher education officers are safe. Anybody whose thing could be done remote had to be safe. And it's been shut down since. Now, they want to talk about bringing people back in person, but the union's still agitating to make sure unless we get access to vaccines, unless we get some assurances that it's safe to go in, ain't going in. And for what I'm hearing, it's not looking promising. This semester, definitely the summer semester. They talk about maybe the fall, but I would say still got to fight against it until it's safe for everybody.